This is Dakota Datebook for June 26. In June of 1915, Fargo, North Dakota seemed a well-run, modern, small city. A trip through the pages of the Daily Fargo Forum newspaper reveals Fargo to be up to date in 1915 in culture, life, and metropolitan concerts. 2 weeks of drama is advertised for the theater-going public with Every Woman, billed as the impressive and soul-searching dramatic spectacle standing solitary and alone, the culmination of 3 centuries of dramatic achievement. A company of 37 principals, a beauty chorus, startling scenery, and electric effects, the last word in elegance in costumes, and an entire symphony orchestra. This is the greatest production of Henry W. Savage, who is acknowledged as America's greatest producer. This is the only Henry W. Savage to be seen in this city this season. Coming to the new Academy Auditorium in Fargo the following week, Shakespeare is advertised, with Hamlet playing 3 nights and The Merchant of Venice playing alternate 3-night performances. Admission is 50 cents. At Rickers, billed as Fargo's fastest-growing store, Dakota Pride bacon is 26 cents a pound, and a 15-pound bag of sugar is $1. Fargo High School will graduate 58 students this year. Other activities at graduation time include class play, sermons, readings, essays, music, and prayers. Saturday classes at the Fargo College Conservatory of Music will give a splendid recital in a program to feature 27 songs from students. O.J. DeLondrisi Company, self-billed as Fargo's greatest store, features a Saturday special with midi blouses priced from $1 to $1.89. Fargo's Fine Arts Society, still running today, sponsored paintings, both portraits and landscapes, by St. Paul artist Nicholas Brewer that attracted hundreds of visitors. Brewer's art had been displayed, and according to the newspaper, quote, visitors have gathered each morning as early as 9 o'clock, continued throughout the day and evening, until sometimes as late as 11:30 at night, unquote. Today, in 1915. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Steve Stark. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.